All right, one of those bands from Rockfest 97. You got to love them. It's Matt McLaren hanging in along with Conrad Van Order, John Saber. We are your three-man front today. Pat and Landrum, we're in for Greg and Cole.
What time of year was Rockfest 97?
It was June.
June, okay. So we just missed the 25th anniversary?
We did. We did just miss it.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate because I wanted to post a picture of the ticket on the 25th anniversary. I believe it was June 19th, as I recall.
Okay.
But I completely forgot. So, sorry.
25 years, though, since the greatest concert ever.
I know, man. It can never be replicated. They tried. They tried a couple of times, and all they've done is screw things up. David Jones from Penn Live, he's going to join us coming up top of the hour here in about 15 minutes. Auburn welcoming in Penn State week 3. What to expect from Penn State? We'll ask him. He'll have the answers. Some news emerging involving Notre Dame. And this is interesting because there's been a lot of speculation. We've all been talking about it. Is Notre Dame going to join a conference? Will at some point, will they have to join a conference? And there was some thought that, especially with this new deal the Big Ten's got, where they may be making close to $100 million per school with what the SEC is going to be paying out within the next few years. Does a team like Notre Dame need to join a conference to keep up as one of the haves? Well, a new report emerging from the Sports Business Journal, and this is from John Orrand, who is always on top of stuff like this. Notre Dame is expected to land a new TV contract that would give them a major boost in revenue and guarantee that they remain independent. They will not be going to the Big Ten. They would not be coming to the SEC. According to him, sources say that Notre Dame will expect about $60 million a year from their new TV contract, though their current one goes with NBC through 2024. It's very possible that it could be even higher than $60 million a year by that time. Also, keep in mind, they make a little over $10 million a year from their deal with the ACC. So if you combine those, Notre Dame is looking at a minimum $70 million a year. And if that's the case, they don't, unless it becomes something with the playoff, they will not need to join a conference. They can do whatever they want. And I've always thought the only reason why they would need to join a conference is, again, if the SEC and the Big Ten decide to break away and do their own thing, and they say, look, we're putting on our own 18 playoff, we're going to sell it, we don't care about everybody else, then Notre Dame would have to be, okay, we got to get into one of those. But the way that it sits right now, Notre Dame would continue to stay independent. And if they're going to do that, it kind of makes you wonder, does the Big Ten or the SEC even feel a need that they need to expand in the next few years again?
I think that's a really good point. I think with Notre Dame, I mean, obviously the first reaction is, well, you could get $100 million if you join the Big Ten, you know, in the next year or two. But in my opinion, I am a fan of that for Notre Dame. If you can stick to your guns and you truly, I mean, they obviously want to be independent. If they didn't want to be independent, they would have joined the ACC by now. They would have joined, you know, one of these other conferences. So the fact that they're able to get a dollar amount that obviously they're comfortable with and still maintain that independence, I mean, if you're Notre Dame, I think that's a huge win right there. And I honestly applaud them for not just caving to the pressure and going, okay, well, this is what everyone else is doing, and it seems like this is the right thing to do, so let's just go ahead and do it. It's like, no, let's take a step back. We're Notre Dame. We believe in our value and our worth. And I mean, $70 million compared to $100 million, yeah, I mean, that's a nice chunk of change of difference there, but it's still $70 million a year. Like,
yeah, you're
going to
be okay.
You're going to be just fine, and you get to do what you want to do. So I think this is a great deal for Notre Dame.
It's still more than what you would get as a member of the ACC, the Big 12, the Pac-12. I mean, obviously, if Notre Dame joined, all those conferences would make more money than they're currently going to make. But it is really interesting. And it's also interesting to note that Notre Dame has an apparel deal currently with Under Armour that runs out before the TV deal in 2024. So the idea being, not only would Notre Dame be able to sign a monster new apparel deal contract, you're also going to have this monster new TV contract, whether it's with NBC or whomever it happens to be with at the time, where they would remain independent. And Notre Dame to me is one of those programs I've always, like, they're old school. I understand the historical appeal, and I get the fact that there's a ton of people, and it's the Catholic Mecca and all that type of thing. But I always just wonder, like, it's interesting to me that Notre Dame is the one program that can just remain independent and doesn't need anybody else and continues to make, like, that level of money. That there's enough
people.
It's
pretty badass, honestly.
You know, there's enough people that support Notre Dame or into Notre Dame where they can make that type of money just on their own without needing to join a conference or have anybody else with them.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's the Catholic Mecca, and there's not really another comparable university out there. So, I mean, if you're, you know, a big-time college football fan, you're a devout Catholic, you're probably a Notre Dame fan. And, I mean, they're obviously a very good school from an educational standpoint as well. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of alumni that are making some good money, whether they're a doctor or lawyer or, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, yeah, you're going to rake in that money. That's kind of
the
place to go.
I did not realize, I don't know what I thought, but I just looked how many Catholics are in the United States, because I'm just curious. There are 70 million registered Catholics in the United States, and that was from 2017. According to the American Bishops Count and their official Catholic directory, 22% of the United States population identifies as Catholic.
That's a lot. That's way more than I would have expected. But we're also down here where everyone's Baptist.
I didn't know they had to register.
I don't know. Does that mean
when you fill out the census, by the way, are you Catholic? No, I'm Baptist. Oh, we don't need to know. Okay. Are you Catholic? Yeah. Just Catholic. That's the only one we care about.
See, I find that really interesting because I was curious what would be the drastic difference between like a Notre Dame and a BYU, which is obviously Mormon. And I didn't realize
this. Are there even
this.
10 million Mormons?
Not according to what I'm looking at. There's about 7 million Mormons.
Yeah, that's.
And so you can see the difference, which would be why BYU, while there was an idea that maybe they could just be independent and do their own thing and carry it around, they could never be quite as successful as a Notre Dame. Hence, I mean, they're independent now, but joining the Big 12, it's just like there's just so much. I didn't realize that Catholicism was so large, I guess. And maybe I should have.
I mean, yeah, it's still very prevalent, and it's not. I mean, it is spread out throughout the country, but you get a lot of pockets of it. Like, there's a good chunk of like Louisiana, parts of Florida, the Midwest, where a lot of Catholics will, I don't want to say congregate, but as opposed to like with those that are Mormon, like there may be. I mean, yes, they're spread out throughout the country, but only really kind of what Utah and like the
that
Hawaii
western side,
and that
sure,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like my dad's side of the family is all from the Northeast and mainly the Baltimore area. Everyone there that's religious is Catholic.
Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah, you're either Catholic or you're not religious.
70 million Catholics in the country, which is, again, part of the reason, like you were talking about. I mean, Notre Dame, when you think anything Catholic sports, you think Notre Dame.
Right.
And so that would be the most prominent. That's why. That's why NBC wants to pay these guys $60 million or whoever it is.
Yeah.
That's the value of what Notre Dame is. But again, the report's coming out today that Notre Dame, that money would allow them to stay independent and they would not need to join a conference unless moving forward they restructure the playoff and make it where, hey, you got to be in a conference.
And that would be the question. If we went to that 12-team playoff that it looked like we were going to with them not being a conference, they couldn't get a bye. So is it worth giving up your independence and gaining $30 million more dollars to ensure getting that bye, or
so you can finally advance in the playoff.
Are you happy to be fifth at best?
It's three-man front. It's Matt McLaren. It's Conrad Van Order, John Saber. We are in for Pat and Landrum. Coming up next, Auburn. A big one early in the season against Penn State. What do you expect to see with Penn State? David Jones from Penn Live. He'll break it down for us as we move in to hour number two here on three-man front on Jocks 94.5.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.